Hello everyone, my name is Jen Torres and I am a God, and so are you. Like many of you, I was raised to believe that if I just prayed hard enough, God would save me. As it turns out, that was actually true. I saved me. At the age of 15, I became pregnant with a beautiful baby girl who dropped in just in time to save my miserable life. This was my first awakening. This podcast is about all of the words and listening to those words to begin to envision what is possible. Because sometimes, as individuals, we feel we need to know everything, have it all together, and be everything all of the time. But that's why we live in a world filled with other people. Each person holds a piece of the puzzle. It's about being open to new information, new ideas, and new perspectives. We're going to talk about all of the topics surrounding what it takes for you to step into your God-Goddess journey with me as we uncover all things living self-actualized and in your inherent divine God state. This podcast is about doing whatever it takes to develop and nourish the God in you.
Oh, hello everyone, and welcome to another brand new episode of the She's a God podcast. My name is Jen Torres. I'm the host of this show and a certified human design reader. Welcome to the show. I just wanted to pop on here and do a quick solo episode and talk about something that's been so profound for me on my journey. And I keep coming back to this, what we're going to get into right now, because it's truly what grounds me and what keeps me sane. And really what I'm talking about here is the energy of cycles. It's so important to deepen into the energy of cycles in understanding this energy and the way that it works, because we are not taught this in our life, like in our upbringing, in school, from our teachers, from our parents. For the most part, most people are not taught this, what I'm about to talk about right now, which is all about the energy of cycles. Okay, so what exactly am I talking about here? I am talking about knowing and understanding that every single aspect of life is a cycle. It's not permanent. It waxes and it wanes just like the moon. So, and I think that's so opposite of what we are used to, especially in this growing technology age of Google and IG and Facebook and all of these things that are super instant gratification. We have lost, in many ways, we have lost our connection to the energy of cycles. So I just want to talk about this because it is so important and it's so powerful to deepen into this energy and to allow ourselves to reconnect to the energy of cycles in whatever way it feels good to you. So first and foremost, I'll say that my favorite way of connecting to the energy of cycles is through the Wheel of the Year. And why is that? First and foremost, if you're not familiar with the Wheel of the Year, it is basically like it's a cyclical concept that it has such deep history from all over the world. It has deep cultural history. Ultimately, what it does is it marks the changing seasons and the cycles of nature. Okay, so this is like prehistoric times. People were relying on the cycles of the sun, the moon, the stars in order to measure the passing of time. It is how they recognized what was going on in the ethers and within everything around us. So it's just so important to allow yourself to deepen into this knowledge because it's so powerful once you're able to deepen into the energy of cycles and do it whatever way feels good to you. But for me, it is so powerful to do it through the Wheel of the Year. So why is it important? First and foremost, before we go any deeper into the Wheel of the Year or cycles and the different examples, why is it important to understand the energetics of cycles in our life? Because again, like I was saying, nothing is permanent. permanent. Relationships aren't permanent for the most part. They go through cycles. Businesses go through cycles. And every aspect of life goes through cycles. Our health goes through cycles. Our work endeavors goes through cycles. Earth itself is going through cycles all of the time. And this is just not something that we are taught to connect to our reality, because there's been this deep sort of severing away from nature. So in order to bring it back, I want to give some examples of the way that I use the energy of cycles and the energetics of cycles in my life to have a greater understanding of how to navigate things, because this is like so key, especially if you are running a spiritual business, or even if you're just in your relationships with your friendships or your significant others, any part of your life, you can connect this to the energy of cycles in motherhood, in your relationship to your parents, all of it. It's all running through cycles. So first and foremost, I want to just say that with the Wheel of the Year, it's something you could just research online and like check it out for yourself. But I kind of want to go through some of these energies and give a couple of examples of like why this is relevant in like everyday life and the way that you can use this energy and this knowledge of cycles and the energetic of cycles to navigate your life to keep you sane and keep you having a deeper understanding of like why we continue to show up in the things that we do, and like not to lose hope and to still keep going, is because cycles. And there is this deep energy of cycles in the world, in our life, and it's important that we navigate it in this way, honoring the energy of cycles. So when I think about cycles, it's so funny too, because in any aspect of your life, you personally, first and foremost, are going through cycles, even within your DNA and within every aspect of who you are going through these cycles. So you are growing, you are changing, you are up-leveling or quieting in different parts and aspects of your life. And it's just interesting to kind of look at it and say like, interesting, like, wow, now I see how that relates. So with the energy of cycles and why I want to talk about this today is because I've been using this energy again, like in my life, on my spiritual journey, and it really has helped me to stay sane, to be like, okay, there is a reason. This is just going through this cycle and I'm able to see it, recognize it, and honor the cycle and not try to throw a fit about it or, you know, quit too soon and all that kind of stuff. So the first thing I want to do is just talk about the Wheel of the Year, because this will help you to understand the energy of cycles in life and how you can use it in your everyday life. First and foremost, with the Wheel of the Year, it does, you know, go through these seasons and it has 8 Sabbats. And so I just want to start with Samhain, because that's like the Witch's New Year or the Mystic's New Year. And you will hear all kinds of different things online about when that actually is and all of that. I'm just giving basic information. So let's just talk about this. It's generally around October 31st through November 1st, depending on if you are following the Gregorian calendar or if you are following the solar calendar. So with, and that goes with all of the Sabbats that we're about to go through with these examples. So the first one being Samhain, yes, it is known as Halloween in certain parts of the world, especially in America. Halloween has sort of taken that over, but essentially it comes from Samhain, which looks like the spelling of Samhain, but is actually pronounced Samhain. And with this, it holds the energetics of death and decay. And so isn't that interesting? There's an actual cycle, an energetic cycle of Earth and everything that honors death and decay. And so, of course, this is going to bring up the energies of ancestors and people who have passed. That's why there are many cultures who around this time will celebrate the death of those ancestors and the darkness type of energy, and also the thinning of the veil. And it's known as a time where you can connect with ancestors pretty easily. And so this is so, you know, energetically in terms of the maiden, mother, and the crone, it's definitely more connected to the energy of the crone. And, you know, the year wanes basically during this time. So Samhain is a beautiful time of year that honors the energetic cycle of death and decay. So this is something that you can look at and kind of just put it in your life and say, okay, what area of my life is in current death and decay? Like literally just ask yourself, what area in my life or in my business, in my relationships is in the energy of death and decay? And are you honoring that? Are you honoring the fact that things die off and that it's time to restart anew and refresh that IG account, stop doing the things that aren't bringing through fortuitous energy and fruition and let things go? I mean, literally it's time. It's a letting go period. It's honoring and letting go of the things that you know are no longer, there's no juiciness there. There's no spark. It's those things in your life that you take a moment to feel into and just say, okay, like, does this feel totally dead? Is it dead? Like, there's no part of it that feels alive to me. Okay, I need to kill this off. I need to kill off this aspect of my business, or I need to completely, you know, stop talking to that person or disconnect from that person because there's nothing here in this relationship that's left. There's no aspect of love within this relationship or whatever. So this is an energy that we don't talk about in childhood much, or even as adults. There isn't this energy of death and decay and honoring this specific energetic cycle in life. And that's a lot of times too why you hear people that just have a really hard time with death and, like, you know, letting someone go. It's like they're not honoring the death cycle. And I'm not saying that it's easy. Of course, there is a time for grief and grieving and all of that. But there's also a time of letting go. The same way that the trees let go of those leaves. Like, it's time to let go in that relationship or let go in that aspect of your business that you've been pushing for over a year and nothing's happening with it or whatever. And so it's time to kind of allow that to go away and allow it to sort of die off in some way. So this is another, and I'm not saying like only during Samhain, during, you know, the time of October 31st through the 1st of November, can you do this? This is an energy that's happening all of the time. And it's just about tuning in energetically to the different areas of your life and asking yourself, in all honesty, how do I feel about the situation? Is there anything left here for me? Do I even care about it? Is there any form of life in this, or is it totally dead? And then you know if it's totally dead, if you feel into it and it's just, there's nothing there. And it's like, okay, got it. Like, time to honor this deafening process, light a candle for this shit and let it go. So that's Samhain. That's how I use that energetic, that cyclical energetic imprint of nature in my life, is I literally ask myself those questions about different aspects of my business and different areas of my life, and I get my answer that way. So this is something you can do for your life and begin honoring the fact if it is time to let something go. So let's move on through the wheel of the year and let's talk about Yule. So Yule comes after Samhain, and this is really around December 21st. And so Yule is an amazing time of darkness, actually. It's actually the peak of darkness. And so what I want to say too about these dates is it doesn't always happen around this. Just as another reminder, it depends on if you're following the Gregorian calendar or the solar calendar, you might get different dates. So with Yule, again, it is the peak of darkness on the planet. And, you know, it depends on also where you are. Are you in the southern hemisphere? Are you in the northern hemisphere? So these are going to fall on different dates for you, depending on where you are located in the world. But ultimately, Yule is the rebirth of the sun. And so with this energy, there is this energy of feasting and it's shorter days. It's the peak of death in nature. It's represented through the energy of candlelight as well, and like frost and midwinter, all of these things. So really, what can you do with this energetic cycle? You might look at this and say, why does this matter? Why does the peak of darkness matter as an energetic cycle in anyone's life? Like, what could you ever do there? And why does it matter? Well, think about the womb. Okay. So the womb is the birthing place of a child, and it's where the child goes. It is where the fetus births into become a physical vessel, and then the soul enters that vessel, right, at the right time. So, and it's also, think about too, like the seeds in the earth. They are all the way down in the dark dirt, and it is pitch black down there. And in that process, in that darkness, they are able to push through, and they're able to kind of like come to the light eventually. So really, when people talk about the peak of darkness, there's nothing scary there, okay? It's really the, and also too, just to speak to that, it's like when it comes to darkness and all of that, a lot of that is programming, because thing about darkness is it has no energy unless you fear it. Fear it actually fuels it, and it actually gives it power and makes it reality. So when you know that there's no fear in darkness, and it's actually just a very fertile ground for creation and creating something new in your life, you can learn to honor that cycle in your life too. So that could be, you know, a very quote unquote dark period in your life where you're not really talking to anybody. You're sort of just like creating. And I feel like I've been in this cycle for a long time, because especially the last, I would say 2023, 2024, is I pretty much feel this a lot, you know, like 3 to 4 days out of a week, I feel like I'm in this cycle of Yule, which is this dark period. I don't talk to a lot of people. I'm, you know, very much so in my creation process, and it gets lonely and it gets kind of depressing, but then you just keep coming back out and connecting with people and honoring other cycles, energetic cycles. So with that darkness, that's about honoring death as well, honoring that letting go of Samhain. And in that darkness, though, of when everything is completely silent and nature is dead, it's a wonderful time, like I mentioned, to just allow yourself to be in that inner creation mode and or shadow work. I mean, there's a lot of people during this time that can, you know, be in some deep dark nights of the soul type of vibe and kind of be in that energy as well. So let's move on. So we've already covered the energetics of Samhain, that letting go, that deafening during the end of October, October 31st to the November 1st. And we already talked about Yule, which was that peak of the darkness time period. And during that super, super, super fertile ground of creation or shadow work. And that was December, around December 21st. So now we're shifting and we're going to talk about Imbolc. So Imbolc is around February 1st. And so Imbolc is the return of the light. So this is kind of like honoring the fact that nature is reawakening. This is the beginning of spring. This is really the first signs of life, which people don't think about that during February, which is really kind of nice to think about. Is during February 1st, you might look outside and be like, oh my God, nothing is alive. Everything is dead. But actually, around this time, deep, deep down in the earth is when those seeds begin to stir and when that ground is beginning to thaw and when things are starting to kind of move around and come about. So deep down in the earth, things are awakening, and this is really the first signs of life. So the earth is fertile again. It is thawing. It's actually, Imbolc is represented by the goddess Bridget, which represents purification and the maiden. So I love the energy of Imbolc as well, right? It's what, the return of the light. So this can a lot of times come after you've been in like that dark creation mode. And then you're sort of like coming back out, like you're sort of like opening the blinds again. Like, okay, like, wait, what day is it? Like, like, let me like wash my clothes and like get back to it and all of that. And this is when you're kind of coming back. So I love this time period. It's really fun to kind of come back to this and allow yourself to be fertile again, right? And to allow yourself to have this purification process where maybe you're cleaning your house or you're just allowing things to reawaken, this beginning kind of energy. And that can be noticed within relationships too, where maybe you've gone through a deep deafening process of a relationship and sort of a dark night of the soul of that. And then all of a sudden you realize like, I'm done with this. Like I am done. And I am going to go shopping and I'm going to dye my hair a new color and I am going to start to create new life in this body. And that's when you start to move your fucking body around and like get out of the house. So that's really this energy here. So you can use the energy of in bulk, and you might recognize this energy of in bulk, the returning of the light, nature reawakening, the beginning of spring, during different aspects of your life or your business as well. So let's talk about the next turn of the wheel, Sabbat, which is Ostara. So Ostara, it comes after in bulk, and Ostara is around March 21st, some about that. And so Ostara, a lot of times people like will connect it to Easter. It's like, this is the original Easter, really. This is where the Easter bunny and all of those ideas came from, is the energy of Ostara. Now, Ostara is the balance between the light and the dark. Okay, so this is the balance between the light and the dark. There is a day here where we are in equal light and dark balance. So it's very fascinating. This is a renewal period. It's a rebirth period. It's new life. It's light is expanding. Life is stirring. It's also represented by the goddess Ostara, or also the goddess Easter, it's called. So this energy is super fun, right? I mean, and like, think about it. It's renewal, rebirth. It's new life. It's light expanding. It's got this like stirring kind of feeling about it. So this is amazing time. This is like when you're organizing your like vision board, you know, this is like, and this can happen a couple of times a month. You know, these aren't just specific to calendar days. These are cycles and energy that can just happen where all of a sudden you get this like burst of energy, this burst of Ostara energy to go ahead and redo your vision board and be like, okay, no, like I'm done with that. I'm calling in this. This is what I want in my life. And so this is a really, really beautiful energy to honor during Ostara. After Ostara, on the turn of the wheel of the year, we have Beltane, which is May 1st. And Beltane's also a really fun beginning of summer vibes. Okay. So this is going to be longer days, honoring the flowers, what is blooming in your life. This is where you see the maypole, okay? That's where that comes in, and fertility within nature. And this is honoring, you know, greenery that is returning. And it's very much so represented by the energy of fire, passion, and alchemy, and sexuality, and the maiden, of course, as well. So Beltane is very fiery. It's very passionate and sexual, and it's got this like fiery energy. So this is really like in relationships, this reminds me of like the honeymoon period. This is like when it was like super fiery passion, like you just can't wait to touch each other. It's like that kind of vibe. And then also in business, it's like the beginning of things. So this straight away reminds me of when I first started doing the podcast. I was like, fuck yeah, I was so excited about it. You know, and I still love doing the podcast. It's one of my favorite parts of my business, if not the best part of my business. I love doing podcasting. And I love doing human design, and I love doing working with women as well. I love all of it, but I really love podcasting. A big part of this business that I have with podcasting, I love it. So really honoring that energy of Beltane. And I remember back when I first started my podcast, like I said, that was a fun time. Now, fast forward almost 2 years later of doing this podcast, it's like, cool, like I get to record. But it isn't like when I first started, it was like, oh my God, look at my mic. Like I'm like dusting my mic like every 2 days. It's got this like more passionate kind of vibe around it. And so that's really those points in your business when you are like new to something. I remember during my first big collaborations, I was like, oh my God, this is so exciting. I was like so pumped by it. Now when I do collaboration, I'm still excited by it, but I've already experienced it. Like I've had this happened for me before. So it's not, you know, that same like new vibe with, you know, collaboration. Even though I'm equally as excited, it just kind of doesn't have that same new sort of energy. So as you can see, this is honoring this cycle now of that newness and Beltane, that's like beginning of summer vibes, the longer days. It's just like really beautiful. So that's Beltane. But let's talk about now Letha. So Letha's amazing too. This is around June 21st on the Wheel Sabbat. And Letha is the peak of the year, okay? This is the longest day of the year. This is Midsummer Celebration. We're talking joy, action, heat, light, the mother goddess, gratitude for the sun, fire, of course. This is just pure like male energy, in my opinion. This is like moving, passion, penetrating. If we're thinking about female energy being more fluid, then this energy, the sun, the light is penetrating, where that's why people say that the moon is more female in nature, is because it's very illuminating and fluid and it has cycles. Whereas the sun is penetrating, right? It's like, whoa, like you cannot look the sun dead in its like face head on. If it's really bright outside, you'll probably hurt your eyes because it's so intense. So this is this like passion, but like go, 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 go energy. And so we've all can relate to the energy of Letha in our life at some point. And that's really at the peak of your business. Okay. And your business has cycles where it will peak and you'll be busy AF all of the time and it'll be blooming and it'll be amazing. You'll be like, oh my God, is this real? And then it'll go back and it'll cycle it through again. And then you might go through that more Samhain process of it being more of a deafening process. And maybe even a Yule process where it'll be very dark, right? And it's not like as light or something like that. It'll be like the peak of the darkness in this thing that you're doing. And so it's just about honoring it and understanding when it's happening. So that's Letha. It's like the peak of summer. The same way Yule is the peak of the dark and the peak of winter, Letha is the peak of the summer. It's like, wow, pure sun energy, joy, action, action, action. So let's now shift on to August 1st, which is Lammas, also known as Lunasa. And this is the first harvest, and it's around August 1st. It is known as nature's bounty. It's the gradual descent into darkness begins. So this is when you start to hold gratitude for Mother Earth and the gifts of Mother Earth and just honoring it and loving it. So this is a beautiful time to just be in this energy of this descent into darkness. So it kind of reminds me of when you're going from Letha, that peak of summer, into Lammas, that's when it reminds me of a runner. Okay. A runner who's like hitting it, like running, like their ass off, like let's just say a professional runner, and they're at the peak of their fucking run. They're like hitting it and they're going. That would be Letha. Okay. The peak of summer, high summer action. And then all of a sudden it's like when a runner, especially a professional runner, is hitting it and they're like taking off, when do you ever see them just instantly stop? I think if they just tried to instantly stop, they'd probably fall, because that would be way too much momentum to slow down so fast. So that's what you could think of when you're going from Letha, that peak summer, into Lammas or Lunasa, which is more of that first harvest. That's that gradual descent into darkness. It's when you're slowing down just a little bit. It's like the quiet, you know, taking a beat for a second. So that's really that energy there. Do you imagine that runner has to slow down a little bit? They go, you always see people, well, professional runners, if you ever watch them stop running, they slow down first. They kind of go into like a little jog and then eventually they stop. Why? Because they're not trying to bust their shit and like flip over, you know, like if I try to like stop so fast that they just like flip over their body or something, they don't want to hurt themselves. So they go through this gradual slowing down into a jog and then eventually they stop. So that's really that energy of that first week of August, Lammas, Lunasa, really kind of just like, okay, it's starting. Like it might feel like the peak of summer for you, but really it is like nature underneath it all is kind of already getting the hint. Like the nights are feeling a little bit colder. Like it's like, okay, getting the hint. It's going to start getting a little darker. And so that's when, you know, you eventually end up after Lammas, you end up in Maybin. So Maybin is going to be around that time of like September December 21st through the 22nd. And that's the energy of the final harvest, shedding, waning type of energy again. This is retreating inwards, letting go, fruits of labor, the return of stillness. It really does remind me of like when you start to feel your period come on. It's like, and you kind of start to slow down a little bit. It's like you feel it coming. You can sort of feel the energy within your womb. And like for me, I always feel the energy. This sounds weird, but it's like where my legs connect to my torso. It's like that like crease right there, as weird as it sounds, I get sore like right there. Even if I'm like jogging, which I never do, but if I'm like jogging out to the mailbox or if I'm like working out, that's a better example, I can feel that tenderness right there. And it's just like, okay. Like I can feel my period coming on. It's going to be here like any day. And so Maven, that's really that energy right there. It's that really understanding like, okay, like the shedding energy, this retreating inwards, it is the final harvest. So it's when people will have gratitude for like, thank you for all of this beautiful food and like energy that the summer has brought us, this beautiful abundance of food. And now we're picking this corn and thank you. We're so grateful. So that's really this energy here. And that's sort of the wheel of the year. So I did it very quickly, right? And I'm happy that I did because I just want to show you all that this is life. This is actually life. This is how it goes. Your relationships in life are not always going to be Letha, okay, or fucking Beltane. Like you're not always going to be like on fire in your relationships. It's not always going to be super hot, super passionate all the time, ready to like rip each other's clothes off every single time. It's not always going to be that. Even with your friends, you might have periods that you talk to them all the time, like 4 or 5 times a week. And then all of a sudden you don't really, you haven't, oh, interesting. I haven't talked to that person in like a month. What the hell? Strange. Who cares? Just honor the cycle. Don't make such a big deal about it. And know that everything goes through cycles. And it's just, you're going with the flow of the energy. And the more that we can do this in our lives and in our business and in our relationships, the more we can chill the fuck out and not freak out when business slows down a little bit or something is falling off. You can kind of say, okay, you can tap into the energy of someone and say, what needs to be killed off here? Like literally, what aspect of my relationship or this house even, or this decor in my house, or these offerings that I'm having, what part of this is just not bearing fruit anymore? What part of it doesn't matter? Let me kill this off. It doesn't matter anymore. I'm letting this go. And allow your energy to do this. And when you allow yourself to do this, and when you allow yourself to live in this way, you open up so much energetic flow in your life. You're like, wow, like I didn't even realize I could not freak the F out if something's slowing down, or not freak the F out if my relationship's not on fire for like a couple of weeks, like or something, or it's going through some sort of cycle, or my friend hasn't called me back in a week. No big deal. She's probably busy. It's like literally gives you a total chill pill. Like chill the fuck out. It's all okay. And just from honoring the cycles in your relationships, in the energy of your business, and everything, the energy of your work life, just by allowing yourself to do this, you will free up so much energy within your auric field. It will make you so magnetic to like the life that you are desiring, what it is that you're trying to call in, just by allowing yourself to honor the energetic cycles. And in this episode, I just use the wheel of the year because that's what I do. I connect deeply to the wheel of the year. I have ceremony around these different dates and I honor this energy and I notice when it's happening in my life. Like I can see it in my relationships when it's happening. I can see it in my business when different aspects are happening, when there's this deafening period and also when there's this super fire period when it's just like action, action, go, go, go. Wow. Like it's so amazing to see these different cycles taking place. And also to lean into them with an energy of gratitude. Like, wow, thank you. Thank you that I'm honoring this energetic cycle in my life. And from this knowledge of Mother Nature, from honoring these cycles, we can then honor the cycles within ourselves, honor the cycles within our lives, and lean into a higher expression energetically of what it is that we are here to do, our soul path, our purpose in our life, and what it is that we are here to create. So I hope that you were able to get something out of this episode. If the wheel of the year doesn't feel in alignment for you, there may be another cyclical type of thing that you connect to that will help you more so lean into this, whether that be your menstrual cycle or be the cycles of the moon, let's say through the new moon and the full moon type of energy or astrology or something like that. So either way, I hope that you were able to get something out of this episode, and I will see you on the very next episode of the She's a God podcast. Sending you all so much love.
Thank you for listening to the She's a God podcast. Tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review. I would love to hear from you. Follow me on social media at This Is Jen Torres for all of the latest. And remember, she is a God, and so are you.